you, Marjorie.
VULP, this is KO4, VWO.
VWO, this is KO4, ULP. What you doing, Hunter?
Finished some dinner and was listening to the radio a little bit. Heard you talking, so then I just...
Fishing, supper, and before that, I was trying to play around with my HF with, you know, the guy that I got it from, and we were trying to figure out what was the matter, because I could transmit and he could hear me, but he transmitted and I could not hear him, so something was up and we still haven't figured it out yet.
Well, I don't know that much. I don't know how to fix that, so I'm clueless.
Big, and I'm, you know, still trying to figure out, you know, how to work it, and, but, you know, it's, I like the look of the older HF rigs, over the newer ones.
The older ones look cooler than the new ones.
They're pretty cool old ones, but, you know, this isn't the, you know, coolest old one I've seen, but, it's not, you know, the ugliest old one I've seen either, so it's pretty nice, you know, it has, you know, all your knobs and, you know, everything you do by hand. There's no, like, keypad to push in numbers or anything. It's all by hand, and, you know, you have your... The only thing that's digital is the frequencies. Where it shows the frequency, that's the only thing that's digital. Everything else is, you know, non-digital. And then you have your SWR meter, and, you know, that's just real. It's not digital, so... I kind of like that about
I kind of like more digital radios, because most repeaters are kind of digital, so, I mean, I don't like them because they're digital. I like them because that's really the only thing. Because on the Veo thing that I have, it's not digital, so there's some repeaters that I can't really talk to or hit because they're... digital.
Yeah, digital in that way, meaning like you know, like you have your like screen on your radio, you know, both things. You have that you turn it on, the screen turns on. You have your numbers. So you know, that's what I'm talking about. I don't know if the radio does like digital stuff, but that's what I'm talking about. Is it just does the only, you know, thing that it has. That is just the number display that is like, I don't know, like computer related, you know.
I know what you're talking about.
Any other plans you have for this week? And, yeah.
I don't really have any other plans, because tomorrow I don't have school because of the icy road, and then I don't know if we'll have school Thursday or not, but Friday it's supposed to snow again, so I don't think we'll have school. So I'm probably just going to stay at my grandparents' house for the weekend as well, for the week and the weekend, so I don't have any huge plans.
I guess the ice roads are pretty much crippled everywhere because, you know, it's interesting because in Canada, you know, because I have some family up in there, if they got, you know, like 8 inches of snow, 6 inches, it doesn't bother them. I mean, they take out their plows and they plow the roads in it. The school wouldn't even call it snow day. So, yeah, but, you know, down here, if it snows 6, 8 inches, everything closes down.
I don't really have those, because most people don't have plows, like snow plows here. So it takes longer to clear the roads.
But after, because, you know, Canada has all the professional plows, and, you know, down here they just throw plows on dump trucks, and, you know, that's part of the reason why, because when we first got the snow, we could only get out with my uncle's and aunt's four-wheel drive trucks. That's, you know, that was the only way we got out of the, you know, driveway and down the hill. Our two-wheel drive vehicles just wouldn't make it.
my grandmother has a two-wheel drive, and we took it out yesterday. It made it, but there wasn't that much ice on the road. We were on pretty busy roads, so they were kind of cleared off a little bit. But if there's any ice, it'd be better to have four-wheel drive.
Or two-wheel drives can make it up, but I'm talking about, like, you know, the first 2 days there was snow on the ground. Well, actually, the first day, and then by afternoon, I think the afternoon of the next day, the two-wheel drives can make it up, but mostly it would be before the sun started to melt the snow, it was just four-wheel.
Yeah, my grandfather, his truck is able to make it out, because where my grandparents live, they have a little slope, and some cars, like, they can't make it, so they just turn around and go back home.
We live on a hill, too, so that's really good for ham radio, because, you know, we're actually the highest point in the neighborhood, so, you know, that gives me better, you know, being able to transmit farther and receive farther with, you know, my antenna, and then also have my antenna about 30, 25 feet up.
I've been wanting to put an antenna up at my house, but I haven't been in my house, and I don't know if I should make my own or just buy a cheaper one.
Making your own antenna, I've looked into that myself, you know, just for the fun of it, and, there's a good, you know, you need to, you know, most of them you need to be able to solder for, and there's a lot of, like, things like dipole antennas out there that you can do, but I like my J-pole, but it's homemade too, but it's made out of copper pipes, and you have to have, like, a special solder, and I think it's like soldering torch to be able to do it. So, of course I didn't make my J-pole. It was, given to me, and I don't know who made it, but, yeah.
I'm looking to put a J-pole up, because where I would be, it would be a good spot to have a J-pole there.
You know, I'd do some asking around, if anybody got, you know, like, a spare antenna, because that's how I got mine. My friend K2RCL, he's, you know, we set up my radio, and he came over and he started asking around if anybody had a spare 2-meter antenna. And sure enough, I was able to get a 6-foot J-pole antenna.
Well, I'd say you got lucky by that.
If I am right, they still had a spare J-pole antenna.
Well, I will try and see if I can talk to him.
One to ask would be Dave. His call sign is W4DJY.
Thank you for that. I will try and talk to him if I can find him one day.
If I happen to, contact him, I can, ask around to see if he, you know, still has that J-pole. So, he might be on now. So, if you don't mind, let me just give him a call real quick. This is W4DJY. This is KO4ULP. Dave, you on?
Gabriel, KN4TZW. I believe his call sign is... it's a W on the end instead of a Y. Pretty sure. W4DJW. If I'm not mistaken. But, carry on, fellas. Enjoying your conversation.
W at the end. It was my mistake if I said Y. I have a W in my logbook. I just probably slipped up.
Give me a second. I can change that real quick.
I'm sorry, it's my bad, I should have looked a little bit more closely at it.
It's fine, it's
been called. Well, it kind of got a little bit rough there, so could you try that again?
I said it didn't cause any harm to me.
Flight air wouldn't cause much harm, and, you know, unless if I didn't notice it, then it'd be a little bit different story. If you went around calling that call sign, you probably wouldn't get anybody, because I don't know anybody around here that has that call sign with the Y at the end.
Well, who knows? Maybe the person that has the Y at the end of there actually does have a antenna.
And, he's the one in the harsh me up with the J-pole, and maybe a few other operators would, you know, they've always been willing to help me out, and so I've, you know, they've given me a lot of stuff to help me out in the hobby.
Yeah, I'm not really a huge fan of asking people for stuff, because my parents usually just don't really ask people for stuff, so I've just learned to not ask for anything.
Personally, really didn't do any asking, you know. I just kind of spoke my need, and you know, I didn't upfront ask them, but you know, the other operator upfront asked for the J-pole, and you know, just you just how I got my antenna for my HF is I just voiced that I didn't have a 10-meter HF antenna, but I had a rig, and, you know, somebody built me an antenna, so, it's just, that's pretty much how it's gone, you know. They're just very helping, because, I would have never been able to afford, you know, an HF rig, and, I had really no clue how to make an antenna, and it's just been, very helpful as to get me more interested in the hobby, and it's, because I probably wouldn't be on HF if it wasn't for them.
Thank you for giving me his call sign, Nancy. I'm going to have to say 73 is you, Alexander, and I will be clear on your call. Or VWO.
73 Center, and have a good rest of your evening. This is KO4 ULP, and I'll be clear but listening. 4 VWO, this is KO4 ULP. Hunter, if you're still on, I got a quick question for you.
VWO, what is your quick question?
To contact Dave and voice your need to him, would it be okay if I passed your phone number to him? Would you be comfortable with that?
Sure, yeah. But like I said, I should do the business, so I may be on a little bit later if
I'm with you. I'll do, and I'll let you... You go. This is KO4ULB 73s, and I am clear.
KO4BWO, clear.